Johnny, you simply had to win. And at one stage, I think you were 8 points down after half time. 7 points in a row was massive.
Aye, look, it's hard to know how to describe it. Well, like, look, we talked at half time that we would get a wee run. Like, we didn't have any doubt about that, and we would get goal chances. And probably said at the just as we sat down, like, they might just get the next first point or two of the second half. We have to chip away, and we have to believe and believe, you know. And like, as I've said to you before, like, it's the one thing that we're not lacking in. You know, we're honest, we're hardworking, we have character, and we believe. And once we got that wee run and it started to go, and look, I mean, Kerry are already in the final, you know, maybe it wasn't the fight that they were coming here expecting to get. And look, we chipped away when the goal chances came, we took them. When they came at the other end, our defence and our goalkeeper were absolutely unbelievable. And look, I mean, I'm so proud of them. And like, they just, you couldn't ask any more from them, you know.
I think if you listen back to any of your post-game interviews, you have banged that same drum all the time. But on today's game, were you aware of what was happening in Letterkenny, or did you purposely close it out?
Well, I actually heard the score at half-time on my way out by accident. I actually totally forgot about it. I didn't really take any much heed to it until I was coming out at half-time and I heard there was a point in it. And then I asked Oisín just to keep me updated on it. The next thing somebody came through, I think there was maybe two or three in our game and Meath were seven up. But look, like, what can you do? Like, that game's irrelevant to us. Like,
I mean, you had to do your own job.
Exactly. Like, if we had went to the final today, having gotten beat here and a score difference in another game, I mean, are you really ready to try and compete to win the thing? I don't think so. Like, we had a job to do here today, and the heroics of our players are the reason that we're there.
I think there's 26 points between you in the first day of the league. I think something like that. A lot of waters went under the bridge. A lot of things have changed in terms of today's result. But what has made the difference for you?
Well, there was probably 26 or 30 points on it last year as well, down there. I think... And I've said this plenty of times before. I think in that early part of the league, a lot of our clubs are coming out of long club campaigns. I mean, we're only back training and we're into the first league match. And that, you know, it's not an excuse. Like, it's the reality. I mean, we were out here with half a team and we got beat out the gate and fully deserved Kerry. Like, I mean, did we go away and sulk about it? Of course we didn't. We went away. We well prepared. We got players back fit. I mean, we drafted in some players. I mean, Jamie Lee McLeod has been unbelievable for us at cornerback. Rian Collins, my God, there was stage in the match. I thought he was fighting the fight nearly on his own up there. And then Shea stepped up and Darragh stepped up. Deggie Foley was unbelievable there. And like that, see, we just worked hard. We didn't change anything. We just went about our business. You know, in February, they were a mile ahead of us. And as the season moves on, everybody probably comes a wee bit closer together. And that's all I could put it down to.